Hey guys, my name is Bart Pontecorvo, and I'm going to be talking to you today about my journey to utilizing habits to create a really cool lifestyle for myself. But it wasn't always that way. I'm a martial artist by trade. I started martial arts about 50 years ago. I've been practicing. I started when I was 5 years old because my name is Bart. So it rhymes with everything. So I was like constantly bullied, constantly teased. To make matters worse, I was really, really small and scrawny. I had hair that was just curly and long and just constantly in the way of everything. I was a funny, funny looking kid. So of course I was bullied. And then my name didn't really help all that much either. You know, when we were growing up, way back in the 70s, and 60s and 70s actually, my parents always, taught us like older people usually do, get into a good job, get a degree. You'll have financial freedom. You save a lot. You go on 1.2 vacations a year, and you're supposed to be happy with that. You'll get married. You'll have a car. You'll have a house. You'll have a dog and children. And all that was kind of fine. But, it wasn't really what came from inside of me. It was something that was given to me by my parents. I did all those things. I did go to school. I did get a degree as an occupational therapist. Usually a female career, but I went into it as a male because I thought that helping people would be really fun if you could use crafts, and I was a crafty kind of kid. So I studied that, and I eventually got my degree, and was successful in that career for a while. I really wanted to make money in my sleep. I wanted to be able to create income from different places, go on vacations, take time off, and really be with my family. But I kind of found out that that really wasn't what was going to happen because, you wind up going to work and you get your paycheck at the end of the week, and after they take out taxes, and they take out for retirement, and they take out for health insurance, and they take out for all these things, at the end of the day, you go home with, just enough money to get you living from one paycheck to the next. To make matters worse, I was like probably like most kids back then, or at least most kids were like me, in that I was like really bad with money. I didn't have a sense of what money really was. I spent money on things that were silly, and I would play with them or use them for a short period of time and just never use it again. And I made bad money choices as a teenager, and I made bad choices as an adult. I had so much debt at one point. I had to have my dad, who was an accountant, come and help me and teach me how to pay these bills and how to really organize things so that, the sheriff wouldn't come and take my house away from me. On top of that, my math skills were horrendous. I hadn't balanced my checkbook never. I did try. I tried to balance it, but it never really came out the way it was supposed to. And, when I would go for my taxes, the accountant would always say, every month you have adjustments you're making to your account. And, sometimes you're adding money and sometimes you're taking money away. But, what's going on with that? And I would say, my statement didn't balance at the end of the month, so I kind of just made these adjustments. But by the end of the year, it was like thousands of dollars I was making adjustments for. So my math was really, really crappy. And I had this really sick sense of, you know, if I see something and I like it, why shouldn't I buy it? You know, so I would buy it and then worry about having to pay for it later. And then the bills would come and they would accidentally fall into like the paper shredder. So I would never pay these bills, and then they would come take all my stuff away. And so it wasn't really good. I did want more. It just wasn't working well for me. On top of that, you know, I had a really, really, really bad memory. I couldn't remember from one day to the next what I was supposed to be doing. I was late for appointments, things like that. I didn't have any good social skills. I didn't like being around people because I had to introduce myself and they could never get my name right. And then if they did get my name right, they would tease me about it. And so I just like to stay away from these social experiences like most people would do. I didn't want to go to the prom. I didn't want to go to the dances. I pretty much felt like I was different than everybody else. You know, I liked to do the things that were one-on-one, me and myself. I liked woodworking and gardening and just things that you do on your own because I liked me. I just didn't like me around other people. Fast forward, I did get a pretty awesome job. I was a traveling therapist, so I would go around, you know, house to house. I did home care. I worked in a facility. And so it did pay some of the bills I had, but obviously I was making much, much more money than I was spending. I was spending much more money than I was making. So it was kind of horrible. I felt I was kind of like living my parents' life. I wasn't really living the life that I dreamed of. I was married. I had a child. I had a house. I had two cars. I had a dog. I had all the things that I think my parents wanted, but it wasn't really what I wanted because I wanted a freer lifestyle in terms of, you know, having financial freedom, having freedom for time. And I didn't really see myself having that. I had two jobs I was working. I was doing the home care in the morning. I was doing the nursing homes at night. So I just didn't seem to be getting anywhere. I felt stuck. And I just couldn't move myself forward. I had all these bad habits of avoiding what I needed to do, procrastinating, not using calendars, not setting things up so that I was very efficient at anything. You know, I just couldn't move forward anymore. And, you know, I ended up divorced. I ended up, you know, having to raise on my own. And, you know, it just made things much, much more difficult because I had to build my schedule around his schedule. So I was there for him. Yet I still had to make all the money I needed to make to pay bills or at least get by. And so it was really, really tough. I stayed in this position where I was going absolutely nowhere for about 13 years. And, you know, I struggled to pay mortgages. I struggled to pay my car bills. I longed to have nice cars and, you know, have a bigger house. And I just had these dreams like everybody else has, and I wanted them, and I just didn't know how to get them. I think something that really shook everything up, I met a woman in the school that I was studying in for Taekwondo, and we eventually ended up getting remarried. I ended up getting remarried. And, you know, she was a, she is a musician, and she would do her recording, she would do her shows, she would do concerts, things to help make money. And I was at this dead-end job. So I was getting more and more frustrated with where I was and what I was doing. And, you know, one day she was like, well, you know, why don't we, you know, take what we're doing and open up a martial arts school? I think my wife, she was doing this, as she later described to me, because it was a way for us to spend more time together. Since we were both overworking, we never had time to spend with each other. So we went into this venture. For me, it was always a passion. It was something I enjoyed doing. For her, it was, I guess, a way to spend time together. The business kind of started out really well, but it was more so because we were new in town and we had this really cool business, and so people came in and we started making some money. But what wound up happening was my poor math skills and lack of education kind of ran us into surprise financial problems. I never saw that coming. I bet you guys didn't either. But yeah, so we ran the school all the way down to pretty much about 50 students, which wasn't really enough to pay the rent or anything else that we needed to spend for the business. We eventually met this person who took us under his wing and kind of started to mentor us, to teach us about habits, to teach us about our mindset, to create goals and how to visualize things and see things. And he taught us about business and about self-respect and discipline and perseverance and like all the stuff that I was learning as a martial artist and never used. Because, as you know, I was really bad in school, obviously. So what we kind of really learned is that we could take the habits we had and we could revamp them and we can make them better than they were and use these habits in a certain way, and it would move us forward. So this man decided, you know, he would take us under his wing and teach us. At the time, we really didn't have the money to invest in, you know, what he was offering. He said something kind of funny to us. He says, you know, you don't have the money not to invest in me. So we kind of just, you know, wished for the best, and we joined his mentoring group. And it's kind of funny because what started to happen was we started to educate ourselves. We started to see our vision. We started to see goals that we'd like to accomplish. And what he taught us was how to use habits to form a platform for our success. And he taught us how to shape these habits, how to develop them so that they became automatic and just something like breathing every day. And we kind of got into this really cool flow where things started to change almost immediately once we implemented these strategies. we had so many problems once we started this mentoring with this guy, because there was resistance from me. I resisted everything new because I'm a very structured person. I like things never to change, because I figured out a way to do things in a certain way, and then changing them with my memory was just horrible because I couldn't remember the new way to do things. I didn't believe in the systems that he was teaching us. You know, I was raised on hardcore martial arts, for example, and he was like, no, your classes have to be fun. They have to be fun. You have to play games, but you have to get the discipline in there other ways. And he would teach us things about this. So, you know, there was just always this disbelief that it could work. And you know, as the business started to grow and things started to change, it did start to work. It was like the coolest thing. It was like we implemented these strategies through a system of habits. And we started to grow our school from 50 to 60 to 70 kids. You know, our income went from 6,000 to 10,000 to 15,000. And we got to this place where we had about, I would say, 20 kids in a class. We had, it was just me and my wife working, and we were just running classes and running classes and running classes constantly. From we would get to the school at 7 or 8 in the morning, and we would leave around 11 or 12 o'clock at night. But the bulk area of teaching was from about 3:30 to 8. And it was just constant work. And we knew we had to form habits like really good customer service and social media and just develop these good habits where things would get taken care of. But there was only two of us. So that meant one of us had to do like the office secretarial media stuff. One of us had to do the teaching. And it wound up that we needed to find people to work for us or work with us to share our vision and to really help us grow this business. And we couldn't find the right people to really help us out. We're still looking for the right people. So if you're the right people, get in touch with us, because we could use your help. But to get back to the story, so these conflicts, these difficulties, these challenges, we're still facing. So we knew we had to develop better habits in regard to our belief system, how things ran, because we knew if we really developed good habits that everything would fall into place and we would be able to move to the next level. So we stayed with these mentors, and we joined some other groups, and we constantly reinforced the habits we were developing, because they started to work for us financially. They started to work for us in relationship-wise. They started to change our mindset, our visions. And what I really saw with myself is that I spent all that time in high school and in college not knowing really what I was learning or what I was going to be doing with the things I was learning. I really did not like school at all. I didn't like the teachers. I didn't like the students. I didn't like the material. I didn't understand the material. So, you know, my grades were just horrible. And I look back now on the information that I've been gathering, the books I'm reading, the audio books I'm listening to, these coaches I'm listening to, the way I started to change my habits or upgrade the ones I had into a more productive lifestyle, let's say. For example, in the morning when I get up, the first thing I do now is I take care of me first. I do something that's going to make me feel better so that when I go to work, I have better patience for customers, for clients, for the things that I need to do. And I look back and I said to myself, I say, I love history. I think it's phenomenal. I'm so good at the financials and the business. I have no difficulty. To the penny, I balance my checking accounts, my credit cards. Things are paid on time because I learned how to schedule the things that I need to take care of. So scheduling was something, a new habit for me that I had to form, and it worked out really well. I love to read. I love to write. I love to do math. And, you know, at the end, this whole thing that happened to me was phenomenal. I became pretty much everything I despised growing up. I am a phenomenal teacher. I'm a phenomenal educator. I have a great rapport with children and with parents, and I can get up in front of crowds of people and do lectures and speak, and I know what I have to talk about, and it's not a problem. We got really, really excellent at developing habits at work. We have an unbelievable vision, and we share it with others, and we became really successful at what we do and how we teach and what we teach to other people. And we're creating such a following. People want to know what we're doing. So what we're doing now is we're trying to put it out there how we're changing our habits, how we're creating better visions, how we're changing our mindset. Our process of forming and implementing and making habits have become one of our greatest assets, and it's the basis for all the programs that we teach. It's the basis for all the success we've had. We still have challenges in what we're doing. We have the biggest challenge really is finding staff and developing programs that are self-improving so that, you know, you could run a class and look at the class and evaluate it and reconstruct it the next day and make it run even better than it ran the day before. And we have a great way of recording what we're doing so that we can teach it to other staff members and have them run the same classes that we run, so that we can get off the mat and handle some of the other stuff that needs to be done, like telephone calls and customer issues, getting new uniforms for the kids and things like that. So it's been a really great uphill climb. And one of the goals that I have for this podcast program is to help the listeners really figure out, you know, how to implement what we've done into your businesses, into your lives, into your daily activities, so that you can see the growth and development, not only within yourself and your relationships and your finances, but just in your life in general, in your careers, so that you, just like us, can start to live the life you were born to have, a life of financial freedom, a life of having the things that you really desire. So I look forward to taking you on this journey with me. My name is Bart Pontecorvo, and I look forward to our next recording. See you later. Have a great night. Stop recording.